Okay, so this is going to be documentation for... I'm going to put this close to my throat. Again, this is going to be documentation for my score, the second version of it. The text reads, travel to a stop you haven't been to before, walk home. Yeah, I'll probably explain more about it as I go along, but I'm at the Northeastern T stop, or just like walking like through it. I'm gonna take the Green Line out to, let's do Brigham Circle. Because although I haven't been to the Longwood Medical Center stop, I've walked there. I ran there with my friend freshman year, like out to that stop and back. And this have passed a couple times, but I don't think I've been all the way out to Brigham Circle. My home for this is, it's right next to Northeastern T stop. So I just like walked outside and like crossed the street and down here. So I'm gonna take the T out, and walk back. I'm gonna, pause the recording for now until I get on the actual T, or until the train arrives, because I don't know how much longer it's going to be. That's the train going the other way, if you could hear that, but I'll be back as soon as the train arrives. I guess while I'm waiting for the train, I might as well talk a little bit about just like the conditions right now for documenting it. It's about 72 degrees out. Clear sky, I can see the moon. I think it's waxing. Might be waning. I think it's waning. Can't remember. It's 7:06 Monday night. Yeah. I'm not gonna talk the entire time. This isn't gonna be a running commentary, but I am going to, from the moment the train... and I see the train now. From the moment I get on the train, I'm gonna record the whole time. Yeah. I'll pitch in with commentary and what I see and stuff every once in a while. And just sort of see how this goes. Hopefully I'm being loud enough. We'll see. So I'm leaving Northeastern. The train just started moving.
Entering Museum of Fine Arts. Bus. Doors will open on the right. Museum of Fine Arts. The destination of this train is 8th Street VA Medical Center. Longwood Medical Area. The destination of this train is 8th Street VA Medical Center. Next stop, Brigham Circle. Circle. Bus. Doors will open on the right. Brigham Circle. The destination of this train is 8th Street, VA Medical Center.
Okay, I am off the train. I'm in Brigham Circle now. Just gonna start walking back down Huntington. I don't think I've been out this far. I don't recognize any buildings. I can see Northeastern Billy way in the distance. Wow, okay, that's a farther walk than I thought it was gonna be. I'm gonna just run across the street here. I was at a crosswalk. I didn't really talk because everybody was being quiet on the T itself. But I've always loved, like, public transport systems, like the T. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to do a score like this. Because back where I'm from in Michigan, my city, we only have a bus line. We only have bus lines, and nobody ever rides the buses. So these systems always have fascinated me. And everybody on them is always going somewhere to do something. And I just think that's super interesting to think about. So, just gonna be walking back to campus for the next while. Hopefully this is still recording. When I start recognizing things, I'll say. But the point of this was, like, there's so many things you will never see. Like, there's a triangular-shaped building here. I've never seen one in real life. Like, I know they exist, like a wedge-shaped building, and I get to see one now, and it's here, and I probably would have never known this existed if I hadn't just come out here and started doing this. So it's stuff like that that fascinates me, and, like, looking up the buildings and seeing, like, little... each individual window. Most of the time looks in on... they all look in the same room sometimes, but, like... you can see different stuff through every opening, and it's so interesting that there's so much that exists in the world that, and so many people, it doesn't matter at all to them because they will never be in this place at this time and see it. And so I just kind of think that's interesting. It's like the same reason I'm fascinated with, like, things that, like, don't exist anymore, like the handful of, like, closed T stations that no longer exist. It's just like, I wish I could have seen them, but I can't. I don't know. Just kind of rambling at this point. But, yeah. This is the thing approaching the Longwood Medical Area. Well, there's a super neat street here with just like a gate blocking it off. It's like they turned a street into like a parking lot or something. Huh. Just between these two buildings. And I'm pretty sure this is like the MassArt campus or something. Or I'm close to it. Oh, there's a big map here, let's take a look at it. We are... does it say where we are? Oh, that's the Harvard School of Public Health I must have just passed. Yeah, okay. It's kind of halfway to Longwood Medical Area. T-stop? Oh no, it's right ahead of me. Yeah, so although I've not ridden the T to this stop before, I have walked here. Only twice. Once I was on a run with a friend freshman year. The other time was we took a tour of the area around Northeastern for a class last year. Don't remember which class. But, I think we came, if I'm remembering correctly, we came to this intersection or one nearby. Yeah, no, this is starting to... yeah, I think that's the MassArt building. It's starting to look a little bit familiar. Though I still have never walked here before. I've always seen it from a distance. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So there's this... right, I said the... I'm outside MassWalks. MassArt, I think. But there's this... it looks like it could work, but I don't know if it actually does. This wonderful mechanical... wind chime thing. It's like a... theoretically, it would, like, spin in the wind and crank all the gears and stuff, and, like, all the little things would move. I don't know if it actually does, because I've never seen it moving. But I've only been here, like, 3 times. And there's the big MassArt building. Ooh. Oh, it looks pretty cool inside. I've never really seen inside, because it's, like, dark out here, so it's lit from the inside. But during the day, it's hard to see inside. Wow, that's nice. It's cool art. I mean, it's mass art, so.
Yeah.
Regular buildings. Yeah, I'm starting to recognize some more of this. Well, that's a nice crosswalk. Like, across the tree tracks and stuff. And there's, like, trees around the T-track here and grass right in the middle of the road. That's really neat. Probably would have never noticed that. I don't know, I always have this fascination with, like, trying to appreciate the details. And I guess that's kind of one of the reasons for this. Probably should be walking a bit slower to take it in a bit more. But I don't know how long my phone battery is going to last. Where am I at? It's not even saying. Because it's recording. Hopefully I also don't run out of space. I'm going to try to talk a little bit less for this part because I just naturally slipped back into my like live streaming mindset where you just talk about everything as it's going to keep the viewers entertained. But I don't really need to be doing that here, so I'll probably be quiet for a little bit and just take everything in. There's so much fascinating stuff to talk about that I kind of don't want to stop talking. It's like there's all these cool light patterns being made by these lamps at Wentworth Institute of Technology. Like, okay, just like, what has it been, like 10 minutes or so? I've, like, Northeastern Mass Art Wentworth. Like, there are so many colleges in this town. Kind of neat. Oh, so that building's a Massachusetts College of Art and Design building. Okay. I see that one all the time. But I never, like, I knew it was near campus, but I knew it wasn't one of ours. Okay. I kind of wanted to take a detour and just go down that side street. That was a cool looking side street. But I don't know. There's a little thing that says Wentworth on it. A little bench, carved rock thing. Huh. I think the Isabel Stewart Gardner Museum is somewhere around here. Yeah, we can actually. Oh, yeah, okay, there's a map here. It's a couple blocks over. If I had actually... No, if I had taken the street before the one I said was cool, I actually would have passed right by it. Huh. I'm almost to the Museum of Fine Arts 2 stop. Ooh, there's cool ivy all along the side of that building. Like, the entire wall was just ivy. Yeah, so here's the Museum of Fine Arts stop. I'm passing it, it's on my right. Beyond that is the field, Wentworth's field. When I was in the tea, I thought I saw people playing like soccer or something, or football. Like, I keep trying to call it football instead of soccer, because I don't like American football. But, like, naturally when talking to other people, I just say soccer again. Yeah, they're playing soccer slash football. And here, I've definitely been here before. Just gotta run across the street real quick. There's no crossing signal. Yeah, the MFA. This is the edge of it. So the lines for the 24-hour parties last year, I don't know if they're still doing those, but like the MFA had these 24-hour parties, and the lines would go all the way to here, like around the side of the building. It was crazy. I didn't actually ever go into any of them. My friends went a couple times, and said it was really fun. I just wasn't patient enough to wait in line. Oh, they're nice. They have, like, lawn chairs out. Oh, and there's a bunny. What is this piece? Huh. It's like a big rock with natural perforations. Hmm. Looks neat. Yeah, the museum's on my left now. There's some lights on the second floor. Looks like some sort of preservation room or teaching space. I just think it's interesting or like kind of weird. It's like such a big building. There's all these massive windows, but they're always have all the blinds shut. Like, I mean, I get it. There might be some wall, like false walls behind them to like hang paintings and stuff on. There's Rubenstein Hall. Am I right? About to pass in front of the Native American on a horse in front of the museum. I should go to the museum more. I don't do that enough. I get free entry. Yeah, no, but it's definitely closed for the night. Here we go. This is starting to be, like, familiar, like, weekly familiar, instead of once in a while familiar. So I'm approaching the... don't know what it is. Is it a computer science building? I don't know. It's... Actually, yeah, no, I'm not really sure what building it is, but it's on campus. There's so many buildings on campus that I don't know what they are. Yeah, but I, other side of Huntington, I'm there a lot, walking to, West C? I have a class in West C, I believe it is. And I have friends that live in West F, but that's, like, not near the rest of the West. That's looking over Centennial. But yeah. Crosswalk says walk. If I turned left here, I could walk back to Curb, where I lived last year. Just a big map. Let's see how far I've come. So I'm like, where am I? I'm like here, so I've gone like 3/4 of the way, basically. Probably a little bit more. And there goes the T, the other way. It's the one I rode on the way out. Not the exact train, but the line and direction. Well, this tree looks like it's starting to die. It's not good. I really like it, how the police cars don't use their sirens here unless they have to. Which makes sense if they're in a city, because then they only just beep it when they need people to go through, but they leave their lights on. Back home in Michigan, they turn on the siren and just leave it on, as long as they have their lights going. Nah. We're almost, like, daily walking. Like, places I am daily. I've reached the edge of Qdoba. I've been to this edge on the inside, but I don't think ever on the outside. I've never walked this street farther than this corner I'm coming up to, like on this side for a long distance. And here we are, we're at the crosswalk. I'm here on a daily basis. Most days. Sometimes it's faster to get to classes going by Kunzman Quad instead, but I think I talked too much during this. So if I had talked less, I would have looked around more. Which, to me, that was the point. But I spent a lot of mental energy thinking of what to say. Hello. That was my roommate. One of them. They just kind of mutely waved, because I think they thought I was, like, listening to something. Because I do have, like, headphones in. But just because I need the mic. I would have preferred to do it probably without the headphones. But I mean, there's nothing playing through them, so I can still hear everything. And now I'm in multiple times a day category. Because I'm right outside the building. Excuse me. Hello. Thank you. Okay, I'm in my building. Heading up the stairs. And this was interesting. I kind of wish I'd gone further out to stop a little bit more removed from where I normally am. And not just, like, walk back along the same line, but hey, I have limited space on my phone, so And it looks like my roommate's asleep. I'm all napping. So it's now like what? It's 7:34. And right now, I am home.